Volusia County School Board workshop on this Monday, June 17th. Hope all the dads out there had a great Father's Day yesterday. Want to say that we are streaming live as well. And today, all board members are present, and we are going to be reviewing the resumes of the candidates that have applied for the superintendent position to start July 1st and then probably December 31st, give or take. And so with us today, we have Andrea Messina from the Florida School Board Association with another guest, and I'll let you introduce yourselves and let's begin the process.
Thank you. It is my pleasure to be with you here today, and as your chairman has said, I'm Andrea Messina, the Executive Director of the Florida School Boards Association. Last week when I was here, I brought you one of my colleagues, Dr. Bill Vogel, but I mentioned that we had another colleague, Mr. John Reichert, and he's the one who's sitting with me here today.
Welcome, Mr. Reichert
is a retired director of HR from the Seminole County School District, and he works in a number of districts across the state when the Superintendents Association asks for a team to go into the HR function of school districts and kind of do an analysis and assessment, and he's gone into several districts for several months at a time to try to help kind of straighten up some of their HR processes and things. So he works with us on superintendent searches, and I'm thrilled to have him with me here today.
Welcome, Mr. Reichert. Okay, now, I believe I'd like to start just to make sure that all of the board members are aware of the 8 applications that we have. Everyone, just give me a nod if you're aware of all 8. Okay, great. And you have their resumes. I believe, Connie, you have made some hard copies as well. So you have hard copies, you have board docs, you have emails, you have all the resumes that you could possibly ask for at this point. And Andrea, then, did you want to guide us through this process a little bit?
You bet. First, I do want to review quickly. There are 8 candidates, people who have submitted their cover letters and resumes. I would like to mention that candidate number 6, Mr. Bacon, mentioned that he has 2 other letters of recommendation he can send if the board requests them. And candidate number 4, Ms. Wallace, also submitted a letter, but it was after the 5 p.m. Friday deadline, so I did not include it, but if you'd like to have it, I have a copy of it. So you should have candidate, as I mentioned last week, we typically would talk by numbers rather than names, but you should have 8 candidates, as you correctly noted. And what I'd first like to do is sort of get a general idea of which candidates board members are interested in continuing to discuss. So what we typically would do is kind of go around the board table, and each board member would say, yeah, I'm interested in candidate 11 and 14 and 16, and somebody else would say 22, 15, and 12, whatever. And then we'll see where the general interests lie. Typically, we would find pretty quickly those candidates that the board is most interested in, and we can kind of hone in on those to see who you'd like to invite for an interview. So unless anybody has a question for me, we could start by kind of going around the table and seeing who board members would like to discuss.
That sounds great. Do you want us to identify, let's say we have 8, so you want us to bring that down right now to 4, let's say?
You could tell me however many you would like to discuss with your peers. It could be 1, it could be 2, it could be 3, it could be however many you would like to continue to discuss with your peers, right, to bring in for an interview.
Right, so just so that I'm clear and we're all clear, so let's say that you'd start with Ms. Haynes, let's say. And Ms. Haynes says, I'd like to further discuss applicants 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay. And then that's fine. And then you go on to Ms. Wright, and she'd say, I'd like 4, 3, 2, 1. And
yep.
Fine. Just keep going around the room. And
yep.
Then you're going to, at the end of that, figure out how many.
I have a tally sheet, and each of you should have a tally sheet in front of
okay.
you.
I got it.
Yes. And then we'll see where the commonalities lie.
Okay, so board members, does four sound good? Cut it in half, and then we can go from there and cut the four down maybe to three, and then three to two, and however you all want
to. You guys get to decide how many you'd like to interview.
Right.
Sure.
Okay, now, so which board member do you have starting?
Oh, actually, I have Jamie Haynes starting.
Well, I just kind of picked on Jamie, but, you know, Jamie.
So really what we're looking for are those applicants you'd like the board to continue to discuss for consideration for an interview.
Okay.
And you're going to call out the number.
Correct. Yeah.
Correct. Thank you.
And you want a specific number?
No, I would like you to tell me whichever candidate numbers you're interested in continuing to discuss. You can tell me one, two, or three, or four.
Number two, three, five, eight, and seven, if I can say that many.
Okay. All right, so what I have, and each of you has a tally sheet, so you can join with me, and Jamie, if you'll please correct me if I am wrong. You would like to continue to consider 2, 3, 5, 7, and 8.
Correct.
All right. Ms. Wright?
Same 5.
Same 5. So Ms. Wright would be 2, 3, 5, 7, and 8. Ms. Cuthbert?
I have.
Could you, I'm sorry,
yes.
Pull the mic?
Yes, thank you. I have 4.
Okay.
3, 4, 5, 8.
To confirm, I have 3, 4, 5, and 8.
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Colon.
I have 3, 3, 5, and 8.
I'm sorry, 3, 4, 5, and 8?
3, 5, and 8.
3, 5, and 8. 3, 5, and 8. Mr. Persis.
Yes, I had 8. Just want to double check before I call
sure.
these numbers. I had 3.
I'm sorry, did he say 3?
3.
Thank you.
3, 8. 4 and 5.
Okay.
3, 4, 5, 8.
3, 4, 5, and 8.
Yes.
Okay. So then, according to my calculations, candidate 2 has 2 people who are interested. Candidate 3 has 5 people who are interested. Candidate 4 has 2 people who are interested. Candidate 5 has 5 people who are interested. Candidate 7 has 2 people who are interested. And candidate 8 has 5 people who are interested. So we have 3 candidates with 2 people who are interested, and we have 3 candidates that all 5 of you are interested in. So my first question to you is, given that there are 3 candidates with all 5 of you indicating an interest, would you like to discuss those candidates or go ahead and kind of say, yep, those are ones we'd like to move forward with?
Well, it seems to me that we are unanimous in those 3, and those are obviously the 3 people I'm assuming we would want to interview tomorrow. But before we get into that part, I just want to give the board members any opportunity right now that they may want to ask questions, may want to clarify something on the resumes of any of the candidates. This would be the great time to do that. I don't believe any candidates are present.
Mr. Bacon?
Mr. Bacon, hello. Any other candidates present? I do not see anybody raising their hand. So I'll open it up for questions right now.
Mr. Colon? Which were the other 2, Andrea?
I have I'm sorry.
The ones that had the 2?
The 2 that had 2 were candidates number 2.
Okay.
Candidate number 4. And candidate number 7.
Okay.
And maybe people who chose candidate number two as being someone they'd like to continue to discuss, maybe we can ask for people to kind of suggest what they maybe saw in that applicant that gave them interest, and then we can do the same thing with the other two candidates to see if anybody else would like to add these three as potential for interview. Does that work?
Sure. Is there anyone that'd like to make a case for any of the candidates, 2, 4, or 7? 2, 4, or 7?
And since I submitted 2 and 7, I thought both of them were good candidates just based on their, one had a previous knowledge of the district, and the other person because they were a previous superintendent. But I am fine with just going with the three that you have the five.
Thank you, Ms. Wright. Ms. Haynes.
So I also submitted 2 and 7 for similar reasons when I looked at them, because one of them had some knowledge of the district, but that the other one had a lot of experience and had previously, or most recently even, been a superintendent. So that was why I looked at those two additional. But I too am okay with going along with the three that got the five votes.
Okay, and Mr. Cologne, and then Ms. Cuthbert.
So if this is allowed in the spirit of, you know, I really looked at top three, but I can support number four for interview. So that would make her at three. That was probably, if I had thought about a fourth person, that probably would have been my fourth. So that would give us four people for tomorrow. But I'm okay with the three. These were the three that I, the first three were the ones that I truly felt would meet the needs of our district. So if we choose to stay with three, I'm good with that. They were happened to be the three that I selected. If we opt to go with a fourth one, then I can support that.
Great. Thank you. And Ms. Cuthbert.
I was very impressed with candidate number four. Knowledge of the district as well as expertise. And with tier one, it's very much involved in our local assessments, iReady, all of our programs, especially with elementary. And we've been struggling with elementary. I thought it was, she brought a great deal to the table. So I did not want to overlook her. I thought she was, I was very impressed with her learning gains, her assessment achievement, educational experiences, and her willingness, just her willingness to step forward. So I thought that was, needed some kind of recognition.
Okay. Yes.
Ms. No, I was just going to say, so the board needs to decide if they want to interview three or four.
Exactly. So with Mr. Cologne giving some support to number four, was it? That would still give really just three votes that way. The other three had the five. So I'm inclined just to interview those three that the board.
I'm okay with
that. Because all five of us really picked the same three.
And it will give us time, amazing. Additional time to ask the questions.
If that's okay, Ms. Cuthbert,
I don't
mean to be.
Oh, no, no,
inconsiderate,
that's fine.
To anyone's
the numbers,
thoughts.
The data shows that those are the three top. It was all, and three of them are three of the ones I picked.
That you picked as well.
I just wanted to mention.
Sure,
Sometimes it's very difficult to take that step forward, especially one is has the position. But I was truly impressed with the resume. I just wanted to make that on the record. I was truly impressed.
Now, Ms. Messina, let me ask you a question. Do we have a reasonable expectation to believe these three candidates will be here tomorrow?
All three of those three that have been named candidates, 3, 5, and 8, have confirmed with me that they would physically be available for an interview tomorrow.
Okay.
And based on our typical protocol, we would interview them in the order that the applications were received.
So could you tell us what
timing,
that order?
Let's see, here we go. The first interview was 8:30 to 9:30, so I will call Mr. Huth and offer him the opportunity to interview with this board from 8:30 to 9:30 tomorrow.
And it's not alphabetical order, it's the order in which you receive the
applicants.
Yes,
okay.
Sir. 8:30, Mr. Huth.
Yes, and then we would take a 15-minute break. 9:45 to 10:45 would be Mr. Egner, which is candidate number five. We would take another 15-minute break, and we would have from 11 a.m. until noon would be candidate number eight, which is Ms. Stewart.
Ms. Stewart, okay.
And I will call all of them and confirm those times. If one of them has a challenge with one of those times, then I might try to juggle it, but that would be my initial offering, as we would typically do it in the order in which the applications were received.
Okay. In your conversations, I guess from this point, then you'd be the one to notify these three
Correct.
Individuals, and then would, my understanding is that Ms. Stewart and Mr. Egner live in St. John's County. Is that
yes,
your,
I believe that's where they, yes. Mm-hmm.
That's where they live. And I know you touched on, remember, we were talking about candidates and those that may live outside the district and the housing allowance. Could you explain to the board how that would work if we go that?
Mr. Chair, Mr. Egner, based on his resume, actually live in Flagler. He lives really close to the Volusia Pampas.
Oh, yeah, yes, you're right.
Thank you for that correction.
I just looked at his resume. I said,
yeah.
I knew it was up like US 195 area.
He used to work in St. John's County.
That
was
is
that
correct.
It? That's where I got the same.
As well as Volusia.
Mr.
Yes.
And one of the things that for the two candidates is the fact that we do have the Olson office, and so 95 is just a zip. You know, if they had to come to DeLand all the time, that would be, but having that office there is really.
That's a good point.
I mean,
yeah.
It's a good little zip, you know, and the traffic is in the right direction. So again, I think that.
If you could go ahead though and address that housing, how that usually works in these kinds of situations.
Sure. Typically when somebody comes in as an interim, as I've mentioned before, they do not avail themselves of the insurance and other retirement type benefits. In lieu of that, in some cases, depending on the individual who's doing the negotiations and how far they may have to live, there would be some concession for a housing allowance. It might be in a situation similar to what Mr. Colon just described, if it's not something where they would necessarily have to be here full-time all the time, maybe it would be, I don't know, $1,500 a month or $1,000 a month or something if they needed to stay late and come back early from time to time,
right.
Something along those lines, just to offset some of the additional costs that they might have in order to best serve the district. But we won't necessarily know what they might be thinking until you talk to them face-to-face.
Okay. So the way then that this would work, and you correct me if I'm wrong, is the board tomorrow will interview, then we'll talk, and then we'll make a decision, and that decision will be announced and discussed, I guess, at the board meeting, which would be tomorrow afternoon at 2:00. And then whichever one it is, if it happens to be one that does not live in the district, then that position would be offered and that contract negotiated with that person, Mr. Doran and myself, and we'd work out those details, bring that back to the board for
Correct.
their approval, and our hope would be we'd bring that back on June 25th, correct? Or June 24th, or June 25th, June 25th, and then that would be it. And we would bring on that person as a consultant, have the consultant title until July 1st, at which time the person becomes the superintendent and not the interim superintendent, because the law recognizes the title superintendent. It's a superintendent for a contract from such and such date to an ending date.
Typically a date not to exceed, right?
Not to exceed, okay.
Right, not to exceed January 10th, let's say, or whatever the first week of January might be. But perhaps if you did, depending on how the interview for the permanent goes, maybe the person wants to start after Thanksgiving or something, I don't know, in
yeah.
which case there might be some negotiable time frame.
Okay, fair enough. Okay, board members, you've heard that time frame and timeline, procedures, questions, clarification. Mr. Dorn.
Okay. So you're in a workshop, and your workshop agenda says to discuss, but you are not, you're prohibited from making any decisions
Correct.
Here. So you have to come back at 3:30 to make a decision.
A final.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
So we're just talking.
Right, but I just didn't want you to ask for a motion or
something.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
No motion.
Right. Well, I mean, we're talking as though this is a done deal, and it probably
right.
will be,
right.
but not until you take citizen input at 3:30.
Right. So 3:30, okay. we formalize what we are talking about. And at that time, at the board meeting, we would need motions to this effect. Right.
That's correct, and okay. I would not make a phone call and set up times until after such a motion occurred.
Okay, right. And could that motion be one collective motion?
Could
for
be.
All three?
Yes.
Okay, mm-hmm. Good. Just want to get the protocol set up correctly here, so we're all doing fine. Are there any other items we need to discuss at this point?
Yes, sir. We actually would like to get some direction from the board with regard to the interview questions for tomorrow. We talked last week about each board member taking a certain category of questions. I've got those categories here. And between now and the board meeting in an hour and a half, if I could kind of get with each board member on their category and kind of craft some of the potential questions for the interview tomorrow, then we can have the interview packets prepared for the board first thing in the morning. Okay. Let me give you the categories.
Can you call those out?
Yep, I'll do it right now.
Yeah.
First one.
And board members kind of be thinking maybe of one or two categories you'd like to.
The only authorized battling method is a thumb war. So. typically the chair would do general information, the introduction, the conclusion type questions. Then the four categories, each board member normally would take one. One category is instructional leadership. One category is business and finance. One category is board, staff, and community relations. And one category is performance accountability. And I don't know, sometimes on boards, there's certain people who really bird dog certain topics that might fit into these categories that you may or may not then decide that that's the best person to ask questions in that category. Mm-hmm. It depends on the will of the board.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you indicated that you wanted to have that meeting with the board members?
If board members are in the building between now and the next meeting, they've generously allowed us to use the bubble room. And so if I could just get each board member for about 15 minutes one at a time to go through that section that they have and kind of run through what their priorities are for asking those questions, then I can tonight pull together all of that so that Connie can get it ready first thing in the morning.
Okay. Board members, do you have time to do that?
Yes.
With Ms. Messina?
Yes.
2 hours.
Great. Okay, good. Then.
Well, wait, I need to know who's going to do instructional leadership, who's going to do business, who's going to do community relations, and who's going to do performance accountability.
Okay. Who wants to do the first one? Instructional leadership?
No,
instructional
leadership.
No, I think.
Is that you want instructional leadership? All right, Linda, we've got you for that one, and I didn't see anybody opposing. Business and finance?
We're all looking at you.
Ida? Board, staff, community relations?
That's the one you want.
Ruben? And then performance accountability, Jamie?
That's mine.
Okay.
Well, that worked out just fine.
Perfect. So I don't know if you guys have an office of any sort. I know Connie's office, but I don't know if that's your office.
The bubble.
The bubble room? Well, I can only speak to you one at a time, so if we can kind of just move through one at a time, that would be helpful, and then we'll have that ready for you first thing in the morning.
I'll be right here.
Great. And you indicated you're thinking four questions?
Well, based on the time frame, it's 1 hour. So typically we would kind of have about 8 to 10 minutes for the opening comments and questions, which are general in nature. Then each board member, if we allocate, did we say have 10 minutes per person?
No,
it was five, wasn't it?
Yes, like 4 to 5, and then they rotate.
Yeah, it was 4 to 5 minutes for each of the categories, which typically would be 2 questions, maybe 3 at the most, and some follow-up time at the end. So it's a 1 hour, and we will, that's one reason I want to kind of talk to each person individually and show them how their section will be time sensitive so that everyone can get all their questions in, ideally, within the hour.
Yeah, and I'd like to give each candidate at least 3 minutes, 3 to 5 at the end.
Yes, that's included.
Okay, good.
Part of the structure.
Because often you remember something you should have said to a question and you think about it, you know, to come in. We've all been through that as candidates, so we all know this drill.
Yeah, and I'll have it'll have timing and it'll have the order, it'll have everything on that so everyone can kind of follow along.
Okay, and then how strict are we with this hour?
Well, you want to give each candidate the same amount of time, and that's one reason we ask for the same questions to be repeated from candidate to candidate. Okay. So you wouldn't want to give one candidate 40 minutes and somebody else an hour and a half. If it's 58 to 65, that's typically what we might find, because some people are more verbal and some people are less verbal.
Yes, and I think we tried to say let the candidate know like 3 minutes per question. Is that why you kind of...
Yeah, it's in the... Your introductory language will tell the candidates there's a time frame and give them some guidance at the beginning so they know to try to be succinct and direct. And we do also give warning 10 minutes, 5 minutes, 1 more minute. We got to tie it up.
Excellent. Ms. Cuthbert, have a question.
We always do a 3 minute for public participation. Is that something we can do per question? Mm-hmm. Set up the...
Sure.
That way the candidate can kind of see also on the screens.
It's a countdown on a screen?
But that's too long per question, because if we're only getting 4 to 5 minutes to we only get 4 to 5 minutes, right?
Right, for yours, initially, and then there's a second
maximum
round of follow-ups.
Yeah, that would be the max.
Right.
We can do 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes, it doesn't matter, but as long as maybe the candidate sees how much time to make it more
concise. We might be able to do it based on the category and make it the 5 to 6 minute chunk, and that, as long as it kind of helps to guide, is what you're looking for.
Yeah, I'm just
guessing.
Looking to help the candidate understand.
Yeah.
We get the best answers.
And 3 minutes for the first question, and then move to the next board member, 3 minutes, the next board member, so just circle around. So they really, in 15 minutes, we should get 1 round of questions from each board.
No, I think we did 5.
Yeah. We're just trying to figure out the best way to do it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, yeah.
You make sense, though, because we did that. We've done it a few different ways is
sure,
what the problem
sure.
is. We've done it where each board member gets time for their category, and then we've also done it where it's question, 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 and then second question, second question, second question, second question, question, and then third question, third question, third question. So maybe that would be better for the format, so you make sure that... And then you all would have to prioritize, this is my most important question, if I only get 1, and then 2, and then 3.
Yeah, I would prefer you go around rather than just
category,
one person.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's more interesting. It is. It's just more interesting hearing different people ask the questions. And it also keeps us engaged, too.
Okay, we can do it that way for sure.
Yeah.
That's how we'll craft the worksheet. So I'll have for you prepared, this is not one of them, this is something else, but it'll have the question from the category and a space for you to take notes. Question, space to take notes, once I've talked to each of you and know what the questions are going to be.
Great.
So that you'll then have a little responsorial with your notes on it, which of course is public information, but for you to take notes and for you to guide your own thinking and decision-making process.
Good. Did you want to comment this time also about when we take notes and everything, where that goes after we take our notes?
Yes, including even the little tally sheet that you just did, anything, as you know, and I'm sure your attorney would support this, anything that you do in the process of decision making is a public document. So at the end of any of those meetings, you would typically, I'm guessing, give them to Connie, and then she would put them in the public record, scan them, or whatever it is that she does with them. But everything is a public record. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I just wanted the board to know that.
And I do also briefly want to mention some of the categories that we would not be asking questions about, just for the record, and I'm sure, again, your attorney would agree. We're not going to be asking questions about race, sex, sexual orientation, national origin, age, marital status, height, weight, assets, liabilities, credit rating, bankruptcies, garnishment, religion, religious affiliation, citizenship, pregnancy, children, childbearing plans, employment status of spouse, child care arrangements, disability, or other medical information.
Or health.
Okay.
Or health.
Right. Health. Yes, health is in there, yeah. So we're going to focus on the categories that we discussed.
Sounds good. Good guidance there. Okay. Yes. And Mr. Riker?
And just to confirm, the interviews are in this room here tomorrow.
Yes.
Beginning, the first one would begin at 8:30, so I would hope that the board would be here 8:15, ready to go at 8:30.
And if the other candidates, the candidates that are interviewing later in the morning, if they choose to be in the audience?
It's a public meeting, just like any other.
Okay.
Typically, we would kind of keep them out in maybe the bubble room or something, just to kind of keep them off to the side. But they are certainly, it's a public meeting, they're welcome to come in. But we do like to kind of have a little holding place for them if they want to maybe sit down, get a drink of water, and review whatever materials they might have. If you have the, if the bubble room's available, fine. If not, there's, I mean, the area is out there. There's chairs,
sure,
and stuff, if not the room.
Mr. Colon.
Mr. Chair, if we could get Schoolway Cafe or somebody to help us make a nice little lodging area for them to be comfortable, that'd be awesome, with some snacks, breakfast,
yeah,
and stuff.
Great.
Yeah. Because they're going to be here. They're going to be here for the end as well. So I would imagine they're going to be staying here through the duration.
You know, I guess that depends on the individual. I mean,
right,
they
so
may decide just,
yeah,
to.
Some will, some won't.
Go and come back and.
Matter of fact, most of them don't even come to the final meeting because it.
No.
No, most of them don't. That doesn't mean they can't. It's just that's not our
experience.
When you
say, you mean the final meeting at 2 o'clock?
Mm-hmm.
You say most of them don't.
Correct.
Don't. Okay.
I can promise you they're watching online.
Yeah. Yeah. And at that 2 o'clock meeting, are you going to have us have a sheet like this for that one too?
Yes, sir.
So there'll be another scoring,
yes,
thing like that.
And it,
okay,
would be who you would like to discuss for offering the job to, instead of who you'd like to discuss to offer an interview to.
So in that case, we just mark one.
You might want to mark two. Maybe there's two people that you kind of want to discuss or continue to have the board hear what other board members think about more than one candidate. Because sometimes, I think I mentioned, what we normally would start out with is not even the tally. We would normally start out with your thoughts. And, okay, so you had the interviews. We're moving forward as if the interviews have already occurred. So we come back at, is it the 2 o'clock time?
Yes.
2 o'clock. So we come back at 2 o'clock, and we ask you, okay, sort of, what were your thoughts? And you'd say, gosh, I was really impressed with candidate number 12. Candidate number 12 really did this, this, and this, and I thought that that was great. But, you know, candidate 11 also had some really interesting things to say. And that's, and then the next person says, I thought candidate 11 did this, this, and this. Candidate 12, also interesting, but I really thought candidate 11 is who I'm kind of leaning towards. And then we kind of go around so that you hear where your board members are. Because sometimes you'll hear from board members insights that you may not have considered. And they may add something to your thinking before you make a decision. So we go through and want to hear what you're thinking before you make sort of a call on who you think you'd like to consider for the position. And so we'll do that in one round, and then we'll do a second round of that. And somebody might say, you know what, I really appreciate what you said about candidate 11 because I hadn't thought of that, and it gives me a new perspective. So that makes a little bit of sense to me. And so we do a second round of comments, and then we say, okay, now's the time to let us know who would you like to, for this board, to seriously look at to offer this job. And it may be, because you're interviewing three, that you immediately are able to get down to two. It may be that you clearly see one. We don't know until we get through those interviews and then insight conversations where you share and discuss with each other, and then where you determine your priorities lie.
Okay, and then would there be an let's just say, and I'm thinking out loud so that we can have all this talk now and not have to speculate about how we're gonna do it later. So let's say that three of us like one candidate the best and the other two like someone else the best. But would we have the opportunity, as far as when we make the formal vote, to have a unanimous decision? I mean, I would like whoever the person is to have the full support of the board. So I just wasn't sure how you.
You know, it's interesting because now I've gone back to the draft script
yes.
for tomorrow.
Okay.
And we do go. We have it structured. I sat down this weekend and worked on this, where each of you will share comments. First, of course, a citizen comment. Let's make
right.
that clear. First,
sure.
You'll hear from the citizens. Then board members will share their comments. Then do board members have additional comments to share? Now do board members have a third round? And you keep going until board members say they have no more comments. And then at that time, the board, instead of the tally sheet, we won't use the tally sheet tomorrow. I stand corrected. The chair will say, I will entertain a motion. Then at that point, the thinking is that one board member would say, I move that the board offer the position of superintendent to schools to candidate 12 and authorize the chair and the council to enter into contract negotiations. Okay, so if I make a motion for candidate 12, somebody may or may not second it. If they don't second it, then that motion fails. If they do second it, then there's discussion on that motion, and you take a vote. If candidate 12 gets the majority of votes, candidate 12 is your superintendent. If candidate 12 does not get the majority votes, then the chair says, I'll accept another motion. And then somebody would say, I move that we appoint candidate 15 to the position of superintendent of schools and authorize the board and the council to enter into negotiations. Motion second, discuss, pass or fail. And if a motion passes, then you have a superintendent.
Well, great. And it just takes three votes.
It is a majority vote. That is correct.
You know,
I'm asking.
We've never done it that way. That's not to say we can't do it that way. Except I'm sitting here thinking, is it math? I don't know the answer to this. Is it mathematically possible that all three could fail because you have different priorities? The reason being that you have your first preference, each of you will have your first preference, then you'll have your second preference, and you have your third preference. So I don't know the answer to that.
Typically when that happens, we get to where we can eliminate one of the three, and then you only have two choices.
Yeah. Okay. I mean it's whatever you guys want to do.
Ms. Cuthbert, you've got to make a comment.
Also, our candidate that was our fourth one that we decided not to include could be an alternate. That's just a suggestion. I would like to know, as we enter negotiations, how long will that take? Do you usually know? Is that going to be a week?
Well, for an interim, and Mr. Doran, I believe Dr. Vogel spoke to your office this morning. Did he provide you with some of the sample interim contracts that we have?
He did.
Okay.
Yep.
So we typically have some sample contracts to kind of assist your attorney. And normally the negotiations, it usually is a day or two.
Yeah, 2 days.
Yeah, two, three days. It depends on if they're traveling, because sometimes it's a little bit of the back and forth, or if your attorney is traveling in any way. But typically they happen pretty quickly. I mean, people... when we said that you would have 1 week in order to get your resume and cover letter in, people knew what they were doing. They got their resume and cover letter in. They had a week. So those people know they're under a time crunch to get the negotiation of the contract on the agenda for the next meeting. It's typically not, as contracts go, it's not the one that you're going to find the most controversy with.
Okay. Okay, so when we make this decision tomorrow, it would be on our December, June 25th.
December.
No, I'm thinking December Christmas. June 25th meeting.
That is the, yes.
Okay, and that's the goal. Will we have a list of what that interim superintendent will be requesting? For example, if an automobile or gasoline allowance, if the person will need housing, all that will be stipulated in that
contract.
Everything, okay. All compensation will be
okay
in writing in the agreement.
Okay, so I'll be specified. All right, mm-hmm. just double checking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, further questions? Board members, everyone comfortable, confident? I think this is great. We greatly appreciate your help. Want to just say to all of the candidates, thank you for your interest. I think we had a very rich pool of applicants for this interim position, and we're looking forward to now moving forward with the process. So we'll see everyone back at 3:30 for an official school board meeting.
And if I can give each one of you for about 15 minutes in the other room, that'd be great.
We are adjourned.